We welcome to the studio Lucy and Nick, who have come to see us from Wales Musical Theatre. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, I just ask, what was your thoughts on my singing in the shower?
Yeah.
Be nice.
Your poor neighbours.
I know. Get woken up at 6 o'clock every morning.
It was wonderful, John.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know. Yeah. So last time we spoke, it's the first time welcoming you to Studio Nick, but Lucy, you came down a few weeks ago to talk ahead of Sunshine Lee, which is your last production at the Rona McGowan Woking. How did that go?
Yeah, really well, thank you. It seems bizarre that it was only a week ago that we were doing Get Out and 2 weeks ago that we were getting into the theatre. So it's strange that we've had a week break and now we're straight into the next show.
It's a bit of a whirlwind. It's like, you know, all the planning, preparation for many, many months, and then opening
and
night.
Gone.
Suddenly, yeah. Brilliant. And what was the audience reaction to the performance?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. You know, we were very fortunate to have almost a packed house on several of the nights, which is really, really good. And I think, you know, that show itself is not often performed outside of Scotland, as we probably said before. And so, you know, it was a bit of a leap of faith for some people, I suppose, coming along with us sort of like, you know, marketing it quite heavily. But actually, you know, we could see people laughing, crying, dancing in the theatre. So actually, we were pleasantly surprised with just how good the reaction was.
And was that a concern of yours? You know, I mean, I'm thinking, if you're doing something that everyone knows, one of the sort of traditional shows that other groups put on, and something's been done time and time again, people know what to expect, so they book tickets, but actually this is something that people aren't familiar with. Were you concerned that might be a bit of a barrier for you?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, very often as a not-so-well-known show, you know, that can be a bit of a challenge. We'll have our kind of our fans, if you like, that have been to many a Wales production before and understand what it's all about, but it's really just trying to get new audiences in. What we find is the first opening night, you know, then people tend to spread the word after that because they see that it's a really good show. But yeah, it can be a challenge. That's why we have to sort of, you know, get ourselves out in the street handing out flyers and that sort of stuff quite heavily before.
Get yourself out meeting the community as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Yep.
Brilliant. I mean, it's really brilliant to sort of hear, you know, about what you're doing, and over many, many years, is it 50 odd years that you've been running as a organisation?
Yeah, I mean, I've done a little bit of research on this recently. So Wales actually formed in 1972, which was 4 years before the Rhoda McGaw Theatre in Woking even existed.
So where were those early productions put on then? Do you know?
Yeah, well, so they were village halls and different places like that, you know. For many years at the Woking Community Centre as well, the old Woking Community Centre, we put on quite a few shows there as well. But in that time, we've done over 100 shows. Usually it's a couple of years. It's been going a while.
Yes, brilliant. And it's a long legacy and continues to be popular. I mean, Lucy, what was it that attracted you to get involved with Wales Musical Theatre?
I think I said last time I moved to Woking a couple of years ago and felt that there was a real gap in my life in musical theatre. There's only so much that sitting in the audience can do when you want to be on stage. So I had to look around and found Wales and have subsequently found some of my best friends there. You just look forward to whatever show is next.
Yeah. And what about you, Nick? What attracted you to get involved?
Yeah, from a young age, I used to do, my mum and dad used to do a lot of sort of pantomime and that sort of thing. So I got involved when I was really little and did a few bits up to the age of about 16, 17, and then for whatever reason just stopped. Fast forward like 20 years, I saw a colleague of mine that was on in a show, Adams, the Adams Family. Mm-hmm. I came along and watched that, and I thought, oh, I want a bit of that. That looks amazing fun, you know. They suggested I come to an intro night, which is what we're doing tomorrow evening for the next show. Learned what it was all about, and the rest is history, really. Yeah. You know, auditioned and I've never looked back.
Yeah, and Lucy, that's what I think we talked about last time. You know, it's not just about putting the shows on; it's the kind of meeting people and making friends and the social side of it as well.
Yeah, and when I moved to Woking, I didn't have any friends here that I knew, so my friendship group really started in Wales. And actually, without Maiden Dagenham, I would probably be living back in Stratford-upon-Avon, which is where my parents are from.
Okay.
I think I said, you know, if I didn't go for Maiden Dagenham and sort of get into the cast, then I would go back and live with my parents for a bit to figure out what I did.
In the home of Shakespeare.
Yes, that's where I grew up, which is very apt. But then I got Rita O'Grady in Maid in Dagenham, and the rest is quite literally history. Yeah. Like, I met my best friends, then I met my boyfriend, and if I wasn't around here, then I wouldn't have met all of them.
So such a big impact on your life then.
Yeah, huge, huge.
And, yeah, so people I would imagine would join an organisation like Weos, you know, from all sorts of backgrounds, you know, and, yeah, all sorts. You've probably got all sorts of different people within your sort of membership, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We are opening arms up to any ages. You know, if you do want to come along, if you're a little bit younger, if you can bring your parent along as a chaperone, then you can see what it's about. We are welcoming kids in the next show. And we absolutely welcome anybody. It doesn't matter what background you're from, what experience you have. We also have a buddy system. So if you are a little bit more nervous, a bit unsure, then we can buddy you up with somebody in the system just to make you feel a little bit more comfortable and at home and at ease when you first join us.
Okay, we're going to talk about your next production and also the event you're having tomorrow to kind of open up the doors to get people involved. We'll talk a bit more about that. We're going to play a bit of Kenny Loggins and Footloose. Why have we chosen that song then?
You'll have to come along and find out.
No spoilers then, no? Okay. It's a great song though. Great 80s song. So let's get this one on Radio Woking.
This Kenny is Radio Woking.
19 minutes past 10 o'clock. It is Radio Woking. We're with Lucy and Nick from Weos Musical Theatre in Woking. And whilst that song was playing, you just casually dropped in, Lucy. Oh, just in it. You're in the Archers.
Yes.
What? Okay. Just suddenly in conversation. So we have to ask.
Yeah. So, I mean, for the past, 14 years now, I've played the character of Phoebe Aldridge in the Archers, who's currently in Scotland, which is very apt considering our last show. So, yeah, I've been out of it for a year, a couple of years now. But, yeah, I grew up playing Phoebe.
Yeah. Is that one of those, you know, for extended holiday in Scotland for like the last 2 years?
Yeah, it's just a life for herself.
It's like Coronation Street where, you know, they go upstairs and they come down as a different actor 20 years later.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen.
Hopefully not, no.
You've really got a mixed bag of people here, haven't you? You've got me that's done one show with Wales, and then you've got Lucy here that's, you know, a seasoned professional.
Oh, it's so different to musical theatre
then. How did you get into the Archers then?
Well, when I lived in the Midlands, I had went to an acting group that sort of acted as an agent for me, so I got put forward to lots of different things, and the Archers was one of the things that I got put forward for and got.
Yeah. And that must be very different though, doing radio drama rather than, you know, being on stage and being sort of in front of the audience, actually doing that in a room, kind of not seeing your audience.
Yeah, it's very strange. I think you are just, I mean, you're in a room with all the other actors. Yeah. I won't give too much away, but you know, we are performing it to each other, which isn't quite the same as performing it to an audience. It doesn't quite give you the same adrenaline. It's a different adrenaline. They're two very, very different things.
Yeah, and of course people hearing your voice not necessarily going to recognise you in the street for that role, but you did get recognised in Boots though.
Yes, my claim to fame.
Not the Archers, it's all about you going to Boots.
Yeah. I was buying some new eyelashes, I think, for the evening's performance. And somebody turned around to me and asked me whether I was in the show the night before. And they'd actually come to see the show because of the marketing team, Nick and co, who had been leafleting out in the town centre a couple of weeks prior. So, you know, it just goes to show that the marketing works.
Absolutely. I mean, particularly with your sort of your group being, you know, putting on a production in the community. If you're out in the town talking to the community in, you know, town centre, people doing their shopping, you know, looking for something to do.
It's probably one of the many people I chased up an escalator, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Flyer, you will have one of our flyers.
Skipping over to them and everything else, making them promise me they're going to come to the show sort of thing. Love with a big smile on, you know.
It worked, though. You know, you said you had a packed out auditorium, and that must have been for you, Nick. You know, all that work, producing it, putting it all together and marketing, and then just seeing, you know, sell out performances.
Yeah, I mean, it was such an achievement. Yeah. I think, you know, given where we started from, it's very much worth saying as well that I was one cog in a bigger machine.
Of course,
in terms of the marketing team, you know, we've got you know a number of other people in there that did a fantastic job. One chap, you know, drove hundreds of miles probably more than 500 miles. I
I'll proclaim his link there. I think we've done. Yes, yeah, okay.
And, I'll get it out of my system eventually.
Right.
But yeah, sort of like putting posters up and that sort of travelling around to councils, libraries, that sort of stuff, and getting the word out there. So it was a huge team effort, including the cast as well. You know, sharing on their socials and that type of thing. So expect to see more of that, I think, for the next show.
Absolutely. And you know, with the so-called amateur theatre, you know, you're all doing this. You're not getting paid for it. You're having to fit this in with your other sort of commitments in life, aren't you?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, around a full-time job, family, you know, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm lucky that, you know, my family are my biggest champion. So, I say that. I mean, my wife might say that through gritted teeth sometimes.
Did all your family come and see the show then?
Yeah, all mine did. Because I was backstage on the last show, I did take the matinee to come along and watch it. Brilliant. I'm sure you guys probably heard me from the stage, you know, whooping and cheering. but generally, it was brilliant. You know, really, really good. I think you got to see the audience enjoying it for what it is firsthand, you know, which was actually a privilege to be able to do
that. Absolutely, and something that doesn't normally come to our stage in Woking. So brilliant. So it's finished with that one now. Straight into sort of preparations for your next production next year. The roles we'll probably never play. So what can we?
I would say on this one, I'm just here for the inside scoop.
Are you? Yeah.
Because Lucy's kept her cards very close to her chest. Not many of us know, which means it's a level playing field for anyone coming to the intro.
Does that mean we're about to get an exclusive then about what's going to be happening?
I can't give too much away. I am directing. I'm directing the next. Which is both daunting and exciting. Not being on the stage is going to be strange, but roles we'll probably never play is completely new for Weos. It's a variety style show, but with a twist. So if you know musical theatre, Les Miserables, if you think Drink With Me from Les Miserables, but set in a modern day university student union bar. So we're taking musical theatre and sort of twisting it on its head. It could be roles that we'll never get a chance to play because they're not our typical casting, or it could be roles that we wouldn't get a chance to play because Weos could never get the rights, because maybe they're still on the stage at the moment in the West End, and they won't hand over the rights to us. But we are reimagining musical theatre as you know it.
So all those dream roles that you always wanted to play but thought you probably never would, you can kind of incorporate that into it.
Yes.
Love that. So when's this happening then?
So we are putting on the show from the 1st to the 4th of May next year. Okay. So we've got our 6-month period to work through it, which we'll need because there are 34 songs in the show.
Okay.
Which is quite...
No pressure for you then.
quite a lot more than usual because we don't have dialogue. It's just a completely sung show. So there will be songs that you would recognise, and new songs that we'd hopefully introduce you to.
Yeah, our music director is good. He's got his work cut out.
Yes.
Yeah. This one.
Yeah. So why you got 6 months?
Yeah.
It's fine. And that's at the Ronan McGaw.
Yes, that's at the Ronan McGaw. Brilliant.
Which is kind of your spiritual home. Is that where all your productions happen? Or?
Yeah.
That's been for some time now. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great theatre, the Ronan McGaw, isn't it? I mean, it's a real... The fact that they've got that and they've got the Buzz Theatre as well, and they're real sort of theatres for the community to get involved and giving you that sort of platform and that home.
Yeah, it's interesting as well that it came back in 1976. So it's been running about the same amount of time as Wales has, you know, which is quite interesting. But, you know, going back to what Lucy said there around the next show is that we are looking for a bigger cast, really, and that's you know, people that want to sing, people that want to dance as well, crucially, and also, you know, people that maybe don't want to have like an upfront role but want to be part of a larger ensemble and chorus and that kind of thing. So that's really why we wanted to sort of get the word out around the intro night, because it's an opportunity to come down and actually find out a bit more about
it. So the intro night happening tomorrow at the Old Woking Community Centre, and this is how you got involved, wasn't it, you were saying, for an intro night?
So I mean, it's a short story, don't worry, but I was in Maiden Dagenham. I played a role called Cortina Man, which he was a promotions guy who was launching the 1600E Cortina back then, you know, larger than life, sequin jacket, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I went to an intro night. They talked about the show, found out a little bit more about it. That was a role that I thought we might be quite interested in. So I decided to go down to an audition off the back of that intro night.
Yeah.
And I'll always remember this story is that it was at Woking College at the time. Got to the college, walked up to the automatic doors that opened, and as they opened, I froze. Turned around, I went and got back in my car. I called my wife and I said, am I having a crisis here or something? You know, because I haven't done it for such a long time. You know, again, Claire, my wife, you know, my biggest champion, again, sometimes through gritted teeth, but you know, she will. She said, "Don't be silly, go and do it. You wanted to do this for ages. You wanted to scratch that itch."
Yeah.
When an audition, it was a bit of an X Factory type moment. You know, you walk into a room, you stand next to a piano. There's five people behind a desk, which includes the music director, the director of the show, someone on the committee, all that sort of thing. And then you sing a piece that you've had time to prepare for.
Yeah.
And then you either get cast or you don't get cast or whatever it might be. So that was kind of my journey, really, in terms of I went to the intro night just to find out what it was about.
And here we are, years later,
you know, I'm still here and having the time of my life. And so I would suggest anyone that is interested can hold a tune, can dance, wants to get involved backstage, come down, see what it's all about.
Okay, so this is at the old Woking Community Centre, and what time is it happening tomorrow?
It's at 7:45 tomorrow. Okay. We tend to run until 10 o'clock. So tomorrow I'll be introducing the show to everyone because, like Nick said, nobody really knows much about it, which
nothing.
Is exciting.
No. Okay.
And I'm still going to leave people on tenterhooks. There's going to be... Okay. anticipation will still be high at the end.
Love that.
So I'm going to introduce the show, introduce the production team, the audition songs, but not the full list of songs that we're going to be doing. So, you know, I want to keep people excited. But yes, I will introduce the audition songs, and then we're going to sing one of the final numbers at the end. We're going to learn that.
Okay. And you mentioned, Nick, as well, you know, you sort of found it quite scary when you turned up, you know, and then went back to your car and all that. I mean, how are you making it kind of like, you know, making it kind of experience that people are going to find quite comfortable? Are you doing things?
I mean, well, so it's for one, Lucy mentioned the buddy system that we have. And so that's you know, there's eight of us in the buddy system. And actually, you know, we're there all from different walks of life and different experience and everything else sort of thing. But we're really there just to put our arm around anyone that's new to make them feel welcome.
Yeah.
In the last show, one of the main roles, Jesse, who you know, he was new. And so we sort of put our arms around him and also Holly as well sort of thing. And so we really try and ingrain people into the society as quickly as possible. There's not a single person in the society that isn't wonderful, lovely, really open, you know, that sort of thing. So even in the scary moments, there's always someone there to back you up.
Because I imagine that'll be quite probably one of the scariest moments, of the hardest part, actually walking through those doors at the first time.
Yeah, I mean, you're putting yourself out there, aren't
you? Yeah, exactly.
I think that's it, you know, and everyone makes you feel very, very comfortable.
Yeah,
you know, I think if you're not nervous doing that, I think there's probably something wrong as
well. You know? It's natural, isn't it, to be nervous?
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, not just, you know, sort of those style roles, but all sorts of other roles, you know, down from what, set design, lighting. So, I mean, people maybe have a career that they have those skills in lighting, engineering or whatever, they can get involved and do stuff behind the scenes.
I mean, it's an introduction into musical theatre in every sense, you know. During the last show, lovely lady named Sam came along. She'd done it elsewhere, but she wanted to sort of get a bit more involved in local theatre. I mean, you should see our costume and props department. It is epic. I mean, we've got over the 50 years, you can imagine we've collected quite a bit of stuff. But every show, we create new props and create new costumes and everything else sort of thing. So I'm sure Sue and our society would love a bit of help with some of that as well.
Yeah, so, it's got a very big wardrobe or a big cupboard somewhere.
It's a whole floor of an office block, basically.
You have an office block?
Well, that's a story for another time. But, we are very lucky to have found some space that we can keep our bits and pieces, of which there is plenty.
I was going to say, with 50 years, you would have built up a lot of props. A lot of random items and things like that. Okay, so the next production then happening next year, roles will probably never play, and the intro night. Do you want to remind us of those details then? It's just a case of turning up, isn't it? You don't have to book or anything?
No, come along. It's tomorrow at the Old Woking Community Centre at 7:45 until 10 o'clock. If you do want to get involved, then if you head to our website, which I think is waosmt.co.uk, you can drop us an email and Sue will get back to you with all the details that you need. You can join our WhatsApp group, which has all the information on there. We would really look forward to seeing you. We need this cast to be as big as possible to put my dream on the stage.
It's also worth saying as well, just very quickly, that if you can't make it tomorrow night, you can still be in the show. So,
okay.
So I think, you know, look out for us on our socials, Woking Waos on Instagram, Waos Musical Theatre on Facebook, for example, and we'll be posting the details and links so that you can still audition and find out more information. So if you can't make it tomorrow night, don't worry, you can still be involved. But obviously we'd love to see you there.
Absolutely. And good luck with that next production next year, which seems like a long way away, but it's those months are going to fly by, aren't they? Hopefully you get a chance to rest for Christmas though.
Thanks
very much.
We'll see.
Brilliant. And we'll look out for your boots and maybe on the archers.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for all your support, yes, Radio Woken as well. You guys have been amazing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. And yeah,
it's a pleasure to finally meet you, Nick, as well. And we've exchanged lots of emails, so it's nice to actually see you.
A lot of emails.
Brilliant. So yeah, check that out tomorrow. That intro night at the Old Woking Community Centre. Thank you both of you for coming down.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. There we go. Nick and Lucy from Wayos Musical Theatre.